May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Just in case you get disappointed in yourself to such a degree that you think God's so frustrated with you and so disappointed in you because you struggle with faith or whatever, just remind yourself of the 12, the pillars, the foundation of the church. They saw Jesus feed not 5,000, it's probably 15, 20,000, not just 4,000, but again, probably 15 or more thousand. 12 baskets full left over, 7 baskets full left over. I mean, that was a big miracle, right? Those were big things. He did it twice. He's trying to teach them something, and then they have one loaf of bread among just 13 of them. And they get in the boat, and they're freaking out because they don't know what they're going to have to eat. He just fed 15,000 or more twice. They couldn't believe him for just 13 of them. And these were the apostles. So don't give up on yourself. I assure you, God hasn't given up on you. That was extra, because it ministered so to me. Again, I've been spending a few weeks just hanging out in Psalm 68, just contemplating and just by the direction of the Lord and encountering his presence. And I just wanted to share a little random word again from Psalm 68. It says this in verse 32. It says, "Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth, and sing praises to the Lord, to him who rides upon the highest heavens, and which are from ancient times. Behold, he speaks forth with his voice, a mighty voice." The image there, and we don't have time to develop it all, but the image is like the Lord who sits on the throne, the highest of heavens. He's sovereign. He's over all. The highest of heavens from ancient times is sovereign over all. And the one who's sovereign and who rules over all. I heard somebody say one time, a really famous preacher in the last year or two, say that he rejects the idea that God's in control. And I understood the reasoning being is this: if you're going to pursue things like people getting healed, you can't blame God for certain things. But it's not about, that's not the issue. But God truly is in control. The problem with Westerners is we want to try to figure everything out and so we can explain it. We created systematic theology. The problem is God never thinks like this. All the ends don't touch each other. That's where we get in trouble as Americans and Western Europeans is because we see things and we can't figure it out, then we just reject it. That's one of the reasons we see so few miracles and signs and wonders. I don't understand it all. We get to talk about him and we can do the best we can to explain his ways, but we can't understand them all. And if they seem to contradict each other, it's just because our brains are like pea brains compared to him who rules and declares what must take place. So that's just an idea about how big God is. And then he says, "Ascribe strength to the Lord. His majesty is over Israel," or his people, "and his strength is in the clouds." Ascribe strength to the Lord. In other words, acknowledge the strength that God has. Now let yours, along with my little pea brain, run with how much strength you think the God who rides in the highest of heavens from ancient times has. And from that place, behold, he speaks forth his voice, a mighty voice. He decrees things and declares things. And how much strength does God have? You and I are confronted daily with the weakness of our fallen humanity. And so it's really difficult for us to go very far in trying to understand the strength of the Lord. But he said, ascribe the strength to God. And so when you understand how big he is, and you just know that it goes way, 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 way beyond what you can think in terms of how much strength he has, then he says this thing in verse 28. "I woke up this morning just pondering a number of things. I dreamed about a number of things. There's just some stuff going on. And with some of this is just part of the battle in this fallen world. And I woke up with God speaking this to me from Psalm 68, verse 28. Your God has commanded your strength. Show yourself strong, O God, just as you have done before." Now hear those words. Your God has commanded your strength. And so I was just praying for certain people and other things. They were walking through stuff. And the Lord's made it really clear. He said, "I'll order your steps." That doesn't just mean I direct your steps. It means I command your steps. You live hearing my voice and obeying my voice. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You know, we've said this before, that we don't have decisions to make. We only have instructions to obey. That's our mandate as Christians. The burden's on him. Our responsibility is by faith, be obedient. But he said this to me this morning. He said, the God who commands your steps, Chuck, has already commanded your strength. He'll never require you or command you to walk into anything that he hasn't already commanded your strength. And it's not commanding you to be strong. Show thyself strong, O God. The strength he commands us is his strength. Ascribe to the Lord his strength. How strong is he? How many times do we find ourselves in places where we feel so limited and so restricted? But God said you need to understand that every step I've ordered for you, the God who perfects what concerns us. So every direct order I give you, or everything I've ordered you into that you didn't even have a choice about, he said, I've commanded your strength, which is really my strength for this situation. And I love this back down in verse 34. And one of the places that you find his strength the most, it's not that you find it more there, but it seems to be the place most unlikely because it doesn't feel like it. But one place you can know for sure that you can be comfortable with, you can go ahead and be comforted by, he said, and his strength is in the clouds. I don't think that just means like heavenly places. I think that means there are times when we walk through places that are just clouds. It's not like bright sunshine. You can't see very far in a cloud. You ever been in a deep fog? Fog's just a cloud that's dropped. You ever been in a fog? You can't see everything. You don't understand everything. You don't even know what to feel. It's disconcerting and confusing. He said, my strength has already been commanded into every cloud you ever find yourself in. And how big is his strength? How much strength does he have? He can be trusted. See, the thing that grieves the heart of God, I think, the most, because it's about love. How big is he? How much does he love us? Is when you and I react to situations and circumstances and behave like lost people do. But if we really believe that the one who rides in the highest heavens, whose voice declares things, whose strength is illimitable, beyond anything we can imagine, infinite, if we really believe that in everything we walk into, particularly clouds, every step he orders, he's already commanded our strength, we wouldn't spend near as much time begging God to strengthen us for this situation. Let me just say this to you. He already has. He's already commanded. It's past tense. He's already commanded the strength. He wouldn't tell you to jump off a cliff if he hadn't already put it in you, the ability to float through the air and land safely on the ground. That's just the way he works. I've told you this story before. God didn't create lungs and didn't say, now hold your breath until I create air. He always creates the provision before he creates the need, or allows the need in this warfare that we live in. He first created air, and then by the time lungs came, the provision was already there. The strength is there. And instead, we should be praying a prayer like, God, I thank you that you have commanded my strength in this situation. Therefore, Lord, show forth your strength just like you've done before. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.